listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 953. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the Second Coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Times of Israel, the Israel Defense Forces is drawing up plans for an attack on Iran's nuclear program. The Israel Hayom newspaper said that IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kohavi has asked for three alternate proposals to derail Tehran's program without elaborating on them. It only indicated one of the proposals is a military strike, noting that such a plan would require a significant budgetary boost for the Israeli military. Iran resumed enriching uranium to 20% last week, well in excess of the threshold set out in its landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, and a short technical jump from the 90% level of enrichment needed to produce weapons. The report came a day after Likud minister Tzachi Hanigbi threatened that Israel could attack Iran's nuclear program if the United States rejoined the nuclear deal, as newly elected U.S. President Joe Biden has indicated he plans to do. Second, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to BBC News, at least 32 people have been killed and 100 others injured in a twin suicide bombing in a busy commercial area in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, officials are saying. The bombers blew themselves up among a crowd of shoppers at a second-hand clothes market in Tahrir Square. No group has said it carried out the latest attack, but suspicion will fall on the jihadist group Islamic State. The Iraqi government declared victory in its war against the Islamic State at the end of 2017. However, sleeper cells continue to wage a low-level insurgency in the country, operating mainly in rural areas and targeting security forces. Third, today, under the sign category of the reestablishment of Israel, according to Israel National News, Antony Blinken, U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, said at a confirmation hearing on Tuesday that the Biden administration would not move the U.S. embassy from Jerusalem. Blinken, who spoke to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was asked if he believes that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And if the Biden administration will keep the U.S. Embassy there, Blinken replied yes to both questions. Biden himself said during the election campaign he would keep the U.S. Embassy in Israel, in Jerusalem, despite the fact that he objects to the conditions under which President Trump decided to move it. In Tuesday's hearing, the Secretary of State nominee also said he would consult with U.S. allies regarding the possibility of reentering a nuclear deal with Iran. Fourth, today, under the sign category of hostility towards Israel, according to Yonet News, a report published Wednesday shows that textbooks distributed by the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency includes incitement against Israel and glorifications of terrorists who committed atrocious acts of violence. The report published by the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education found that textbooks produced by the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East include inciting material across all subjects and grades. UNRWA has been left severely crippled in 2018 after the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump decided to cancel all U.S. funding to the organization, citing anti-Israel bias and misuse of funds. The report shows the UN study material frequently references and sometimes directly reproduces texts and phrases from the Palestinian authorities' textbooks, which include glorification of violence and sacrificing of one's life in order to defend the motherland. The study material also references discredited conspiracy theories against Israel and Zionism, which perpetuate hostility and hatred towards the Jewish state and its population. Fifth, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Voice of America News, Pakistan said Wednesday that it had successfully test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile into the Arabian Sea aimed at revalidating the weapon's operational and technical parameters. The Shaheen 3 surface-to-surface missile, which the country first fired in 2015, can carry nuclear and conventional warheads up to 2,750 kilometers. The range analysts said this enables the solid-fueled multi-stage rocket to reach targets anywhere in neighboring India, Pakistan's arch rival, and in parts of the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as we continue, we will now look at prophetic scripture passages. The prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 23 through 25, which reads, "Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Allow me, dear friends, to share with you some commentary thoughts on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinsohn. The Hebrew grammatical construction in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 25 favors an extension of the duration of the term to an infinite degree. Verse 25 prefixes the separable preposition add to olam, while verses 25, 26, 28 add the inseparable preposition lay. The first of these constructions is the stronger and appears elsewhere with olam in the phrase min olam va'ad olam, from everlasting to everlasting, or forever and ever. This expression refers exclusively to God's eternal nature or rule, except in two cases where it describes Israel's possession of the land of Israel. The second construction seems to stress the future state, which when used in the context of the millennial kingdom would mean the eternal state. Indeed, God has promised that Israel's offspring and name will endure in the eternal state. However, the outpouring of God's government is to be understood in this future period. It is evident from Ezekiel's portrayal of it by the fivefold forever that it is meant to assure Israel that its new relationship with God will never be changed for all eternity. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Dr. R.A. Torrey. He said, "The imminent return of our Lord is the great Bible argument for a pure, unselfish, devoted, unworldly, active life of service for the glory of God." Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thank you so much for allowing us to have this time together. Lord, help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you. Keep us therefore in perfect peace. And Lord, help us to occupy until you come, and help us to keep the blessed hope of your second coming alive in our hearts and in the lives of others and in the hearts of others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will.
Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.